From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is remembering Alexander Haig as a warrior diplomat for his long decorated career in the military and as a former Secretary of State. Haig died this morning in Baltimore from complications of a staph infection he had before being admitted to the hospital. Carl Bernstein, one of the Washington Post reporters who broke the story on Watergate, praises Haig's actions as then White House Chief of Staff.
When it came time to make sure that Nixon left office without any further damage to the nation, that was Haig at his best.
Alexander Haig was 85 years old. With health care overhaul back on the congressional front burner, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is signaling an attempt to resurrect the idea of a government-sponsored health plan. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
President Obama is expected to unveil his own health care bill early next week in anticipation of a bipartisan health summit set for Thursday. Meanwhile, however, nearly a dozen liberal members of the Senate have been pushing Majority Leader Harry Reid to bring back the idea of a so-called public option in the separate bill now being negotiated between House and Senate leaders. Reid, who says he personally supports a government-sponsored plan as one option in a reconfigured health system, had to drop the idea to get a bill through the Senate last December when he needed 60 votes. But now a spokesman said if the Senate turns to a budget procedure that only requires 51 votes, Reid will work to allow another vote on a public option. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
The Justice Department's closing its investigation of Bush administration lawyers who co-author the so-called torture memos. Those documents authorized the CIA to waterboard some terrorism suspects. An internal review had found that the attorneys showed poor judgment but were not guilty of misconduct. The British government's own human rights watchdog is calling for an independent probe into claims that it was complicit in the torture of British citizens detained abroad. Larry Miller has more details from London.
Britain's Equality and Human Rights Commission says it can't ignore allegations that British security agencies were complicit in the torture of UK citizens and residents. Some ended up in the US detention center at Guantanamo Bay. The commission has files on 25 people who claim they were victims of illegal detention and torture, condoned or carried out by British intelligence. In a letter to the government's justice minister, the commission says such allegations must be investigated and that not enough has been done to show the allegations are unfounded. The government was forced by court order to publish a CIA summary of treatment meted out to a UK resident who was released last year from Guantanamo without charge. Afterwards, the US said such interference by the UK courts compromises Anglo-American intelligence sharing. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The former Soviet Republic of Georgia is mourning the death of a 21-year-old luger killed shortly before the start of the Olympics in Vancouver. Nodar Kumaritashvili was buried today in his hometown as thousands of people paid their final respects. Kumaritashvili died more than a week ago after an accident during training, and that occurred just hours before the official start of the Vancouver Games. His death raised new worries about the safety of the Whistler track, said to be the fastest in the world. A new film about 19th-century French author Alexandre Dumas igniting claims of racism. And that's because a white actor is portraying the novelist, even though Dumas, of African origin, was the grandson of a Haitian slave. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton has more of the story.
Critics say a mixed-race actor should have been picked to play the French national hero Alexandre Dumas in the new film called The Other Dumas. Instead, the renowned white French movie star Gérard Depardieu has had to darken his skin and wear a curly wig to play the leading role. The French movie industry stands accused of deliberately blurring Dumas' African heritage for the big screen and undermining the novelist's ethnicity. Historians say the proud grandson of a Haitian slave, whose books The Three Musketeers and The Count of Monte Cristo were revered, was regularly mocked for his color in his day. The film's directors say they chose larger-than-life Depardieu because the actor could match Dumas' vibrancy and personality. Ophébia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
In Sudan, the government reportedly has signed a truce with Darfur's largest rebel group that would end 7 years of conflict. This is NPR.